Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Joseph Glusick, CEO of Magnum Dior Resources. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board, and the ticker symbol is MDOR. Thanks for joining us today, Joseph.
Thanks, Juan. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Great. And start off by talking about the release today regarding the Magog facility.
Well, as the release says, actually we have quite a few things going on currently. I mean, the recent release was just to update the market and keep the shareholders aware of the things that we're doing. The release today talked about a number of things. You know, one, of course, expansion at Magog, the new things that we're doing up there, as well as our plans for updating the market, you know, over the next few weeks with additional radio shows and interviews. And then, more importantly, we're talking more and more about our new and recent development of new compounds through our SRI Malaysian partner. That's very, very exciting. I mean, all the new things that are going to be developed and coming out over the next couple of months and even over the next 6 months will just be totally revolutionary to what the current standards are for processing and reconstituting new compounds using scrap-type rubber products.
Right. So you also constructed and completed a high-tech automatic system which will produce different sizes of rubber powder and record time. Can you also talk about that?
Sure. Actually, it's in addition to the equipment that's already up in the Magog facility. We have several different I'll call them production lines as such. And as part of those lines, there's also ancillary type of equipment that's added from time to time to produce additional types of products. So as we continue to grow, as we continue to expand the facility, we continuously add on different types of equipment that produces just a little bit different type product than we typically been producing. So the new equipment does, in fact, produce anywhere from 5 to 7 different types of materials, all in one fell swoop and process. So we basically take a raw tire coming in one side, and on the far end, we've already removed all the steel, all the cords. We've taken the rubber down to nuggets and crumb and powders. And like I said, there's usually anywhere from 5 to 7 different constituents right at the end of the process. So it's a pretty sophisticated situation.
And also, you'll have all new machinery for the different production lines?
Well, that's correct. I mean, again, as we expand, you know, we're constantly adding new equipment almost like on a weekly basis. So as we find or we deal with new clients that want a particular type of product, we go out, we either design ourselves or we find somebody that produces equipment that will give us the type of product we're looking for.
Certainly. And talk about some of the trends in the market, Joe, and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on them.
Sure. Well, Juan, as you probably already know, the recycling industry as a whole has gone through a paradigm shift over the last decade or so. So this is especially true for the tire recycling and rubber reclamation business. And this is where Magnum has focused its main attention. So obviously, as natural resources become more scarce, the use of alternative materials becomes a lot more popular. So this translates to more revenue for our company. And as natural resources like virgin rubber increase in price, our profit margins also increase accordingly. So the key, you know, of course, is to be in the right place at the right time, which is where we think we are today.
Great. And so what makes the company unique from other players in your sector?
Well, I mean, the majority of our current products consist of various rubber mulch and decorative landscape materials, and, you know, these are produced for both wholesale and retail customers. But at this time, we're beginning to produce custom spec rubber crumb and powders. Okay, these will be used for developing our own, you know, high-tech custom compounds, a lot of which we've released some information, some of that can be seen on our website. So I think we've positioned ourselves pretty strategically for the next paradigm shift that's going to occur in our industry. And what we see coming is this shift will see production and development of higher value-added materials and products, not just the mundane type of products that you see on the market today. So I think you'll see a noticeable change in the use of scrap materials across the board, not just tires, but, plastics, scrap materials, just like paper products and things like that. But, you know, we're concentrated in the rubber industry. That's where our forte is. That's where our expertise is. And, we're ready for when this shift occurs.
Great. And so in terms of the company's growth, will you continue to go organically, look for more M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
Well, you know, I'd say, you know, getting back to being in the right place at the right time, we happen to be in that exact situation. So I would say, you know, other than the minor setbacks that have been created by this current financial crisis, you know, we're poised pretty well for the future. The economic downturn that we've experienced gave us a little breathing room to put our business plan into full gear. So when things begin to rebound later this year and in 2010, I think Magna will be ready to provide high-quality substitutes for what are going to become, you know, dwindling supplies. Now, Magna just recently moved from basically being a startup company to a full production company. So revenues are just beginning to grow, and, you know, we expect to see this continue for the foreseeable future. Now, also, as we grow and build additional facilities or acquire different facilities, we'll be able to take advantage of a lot of the economies of scale that go along with that. This obviously is going to translate into higher profitability and add directly to our bottom line.
So in terms of what are some of the challenges that you in the market right now, and what are some of your specific obstacles for overcoming them?
Well, obviously, our biggest challenge is growth. Right now, we have more contracts than we can supply. We have more customer and clients coming to us, questioning or asking us about our new highly developed and specialized type of compounds that we're producing. So with all the inquiries that we're getting from various areas, the challenge is keeping up with it. Just keeping up with our current production is a challenge in itself. So trying to raise additional capital to increase our facilities, increase our production, target different acquisition, that's probably our biggest challenge right now. Now, again, as we get out of this initial production phase, as we start to show our revenues to the market, all that will become much, much easier. The next challenge, obviously, will be handling the growth, which fortunately enough, I've been through that. People that are with our company have been through that. So we think that we are going to have it's never easy, but I think we're going to have a good group of people that can handle the expected growth that we're going to see in the, I'll say foreseeable future, especially the next probably 18 months. You're just going to see explosive growth with the company.
Good answer. And can you walk us through your background and experience, Joe, as well as that of some of the key management team at Magnum?
Well, sure. I mean, I've been in the waste production business for well over 25 years. Most of my experience is with radioactive and hazardous waste processing and disposal. Most of my life I've spent in this type of industry from a technical standpoint. From a managerial standpoint, I've either owned or operated several private companies in my lifetime, and I've also worked for both the private and government sectors. So, I'd say I have a pretty broad but very specific type of background. The people that we're bringing into the company as we speak are, we don't hire anybody off the street per se. Everyone has to have some type of background in the types of things that we're doing. So, for instance, our production manager and our plant manager up in Canada, Michelle Books, again, he has an extensive background in processing and dealing with plastics and rubber throughout his career. Our production manager has over 25 years of experience. We just hired a new senior project manager, Mr. Hogan, who comes with us with almost 30 years of experience in startup activities and business experience. I can go on and on, and we have targeted specific people that we'll be bringing on here in short term that will just add to the experience and the synergy of what we've got now. A lot of this information, Juan, you can find on our website, and if you just bear with me, it's www.magnumresources.net. There's a variety of information, reports, as well as photos, videos of operation, and we update that pretty often to try to keep people attuned to what's going on. And as we hire people, we also typically post their resumes and their background for people to see. And also, we encourage people to call the corporate line if they have any specific questions or email us. Of course, we're pretty busy, so you know, if you can't get through all the time, just you know, bear with it. Somebody will always you know get back to you when we can. And that number is 305-420-6563. You know, we like to consider ourselves pretty open and transparent. Again, everyone's been very busy. We like to talk to our investors. We like to answer questions, and you know, actually, we encourage people to stay informed about our company.
Certainly, and so what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Well, there's a few things I can't talk about because we're right in the midst of a couple of new acquisitions.
Right.
So some of those things I can't talk about, but what we want to do is we want to have, I want to say explosive growth, but very controlled growth. So our plan is probably to, at least part of our business plan is set up to accommodate an addition of a new facility every 6 to 8 to 12 months for the next 5 years. So, you know, we can hasten that depending on what the complexities are. For instance, if we acquire a facility that has some of the things we already need, it shortens that time frame. If we have to acquire land and build a facility, of course, that takes a little bit longer. But again, you know, 6 to 12 months addition of a new facility, which basically would add, on average, another 20 to 40,000 tons of material, which at this point would almost double our capacity the first time. Then, of course, incrementally becomes less and less. Currently, our production ranges anywhere from probably, depending on which materials we produce, ranges anywhere from about 12,000 to 25,000 tons. With the acquisition of our next facility, which we anticipate to be here in short order, we'll be able to double that capacity. And then again, in the next 6 to 12 months, hopefully we'll add another 30% to that.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors understand the general direction of the company?
Well, you know, I like to think so, and I think that's part of what our plan is for the next, you know, at least couple of weeks, if not the next month, is to try to inform the general public and our investors a little bit more about the higher tech stuff that we're going to start producing. Because I think in general, people or the public think of this business as just being a, you know, just a scrap, high-volume production business. And like I was trying to discuss before a little bit, with this paradigm shift that's going on, you know, the use of or making of just these mundane products like, you know, landscaping coverage and decorative type mulch, that's going to shift to much more higher quality, high value end products. And the reason is we started to see this before the economy sort of plummeted down. But as you know, China and India and the other countries that want to, you know, join the rest of the world in producing consumables, those natural resources are going away quickly. And so there's a big push, and politically there's a big push, you know, to do more recycling, to be more planet-friendly in the way we do things. So, you know, we are taking basically a problem, turning it into a solution, and using those products, you know, again and again, to solve, you know, what we consider a major resource problem that we see coming in the short term.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Joseph Glusik, CEO of Magnum Dior Resources. The company trades on the over-the-counter bulletin board. Ticker symbol is MDOR, and the company is a next-generation rubber recycling solutions company. Currently trading at 84 cents a share. And before we conclude, Joe, what are some of the key reasons why the company represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think for several reasons. One, we've just scratched the surface of the industry we're in. I mean, it's a huge market for one thing. As I stated before, we're just coming out of our startup phase. So, you know, I don't think that we're looked at as a risky venture at this point anymore. And as we continue to grow, you know, we're going to take more and more market share away from any of the competitors that come into the market. We've leaped ahead so far that for somebody to come in and catch up to the point where we're at would be pretty difficult. So I think we're at the leading edge of our industry, and we're going to continue to stay there. Of course, you know, I'm a little biased, but the price of the stock I feel is terribly undervalued. But you know, we'll let that just see what happens.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. Anytime, I'll be available to talk again. Thank you.
Great.